So the CDC is saying the possibility of future cases of Legionnaire's disease cannot be eliminated, quote. Why is this so significant?
Well, it's significant because the CDC's been the agency that's studying the veterans' home in Quincy, and it's been the one providing Governor Bruce Rauner's administration with recommendations on what they should do to ensure the safety of the residents at this home, really since 2015. That's when there was this initial deadly outbreak of Legionnaires, the one that caused the deaths of 12 residents and sickened dozens more. The CDC was called in to write up a report and figure out what should change there. And since then, the state has spent more than $6 million on new water filters, a new water heating system, and residents have continued to get sick. Fewer residents are getting sick, Lisa, but they're still getting sick. So just to give you an idea of what's new in this report, it talks about where some of the people have contracted Legionnaires at the Quincy facility, like one resident who got sick after watering plants at a greenhouse.
Even if the CDC is saying it may not be eliminated, the agency still lists some new recommendations for what the state should be doing. Can you outline those?
Yeah, well, Legionnaires is a form of pneumonia that's caused by bacteria living in the water. So one thing they do at the veterans' home is flush the water out by running it for a long time. The report talked about one resident who got sick who would flush his own sink in his room, but now the CDC is saying residents should leave the room while they do this and maybe get some filters for those sinks, though those filters could just end up causing other problems. So one other recommendation that they say is that when employees of the veterans home are flushing water, they should wear a special face mask and then step out of the room while that's going on. But again, even the CDC is saying it's not clear whether that's going to work.
So that, okay, they should wear a mask and leave the room. This is the recommendation.
That's what the report says. They even say in the report that it's unclear how much these recommendations will reduce the risk of Legionnaire's disease. And then they go on to say how difficult it is to get rid of the bacteria at a large facility like this with a vulnerable population. I mean, one of the big takeaways of this report is that the CDC is saying for the first time, we're looking at a persistent strain of Legionnaire's disease, and there's no known safe level of Legionella in the water system, so it's probable this contamination will continue. They're just trying to reduce the risk at this point.
What is the state government's response?
Well, the Illinois Department of Public Health, which released the report, did not mention the face masks. They'd mostly focused on the good stuff, that this report says the state has spent a lot of time and resources addressing this issue since the 2015 outbreak. They're still following the water treatment plan, and they're still testing for the bacteria.
So this report came out just a few days before a legislative hearing into how the state has handled this situation. We've got a lot of elected officials getting tours of the Quincy facility, and they say they don't want to see the place closed down. So where is this all going if the CDC says that it cannot guarantee people will not get sick?
Yeah, we sent a list of detailed questions to Rauner's administration last night after this report was released, and we haven't heard anything back yet. So it's hard for me to say where this is going at this point. You're right, a lot of elected officials have been getting tours lately. You may have heard that Governor Bruce Rauner is actually staying at the veterans' home for several days. He's going to be joined by his wife there this weekend. His political opponents call it a publicity stunt, but Rauner's office says he's just getting a better understanding of the operations of the place. Separately, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is scheduled to be there this morning, and he's going to hold a press conference. Now, Durbin has previously told us that the facility should be closed until it's guaranteed that residents will be safe. Now the CDC is saying it can't guarantee that, so I'm curious to see what Durbin says today. And as you said, legislative hearings are going to begin next week with the directors of public health and veterans affairs, the state agencies that have managed this crisis. They're expected to testify. The chairwoman of this committee, State Representative Linda Chapa-Lavia, told me yesterday that she's trying to get subpoena powers for this committee so anybody who does testify will be under oath.
All right. So that's the latest. WBEZ's Tony Arnold will be following the story along with our colleague Dave McKinney. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.